Chairman. And again, thank you for this panel. Very important issues to be discussed here today. Mr. Fountain, I'm assuming the chassis shortage is related to congestion?
Yes, ma'am. At times we have a problem getting chassis, and it's the worst bottleneck. Any bottleneck's bad, but the worst bottleneck is the bottleneck on the front end, actually. So chassis and then having the rail cars to put them on. And as the gentleman spoke earlier, that, you know, we've been fortunate here post-COVID that agriculture, we have been able to start shipping a lot. And then you get into those issues. And so chassis and having the pool that you could pull, pull from is very important.
Well, this, I think, points to the Freight Act that we were able to get passed in freight infrastructure investment. We were just able to open Lander Street, which is a major project in Seattle, a big federal investment. Literally, you're just trying to take all that freight that's coming off of I-5 and get it to the port. It's only a few miles. The bridge itself was only, probably three blocks, but the economic benefit of just alleviating that congestion. So I do think we need to continue to make freight investment across the board. I want to ask Mr. Pierce, but also Mr. Gordon. We just heard that this rate adjustment might be better, but I listened to what you said, and you basically said we need a better definition of basic service because we're still going to come up short. Is that correct?
Yes, Senator, and I think our concern about the precision scheduled railroad operating model is that the railroads are increasingly indicating what the level of service will be based on their desire to meet their operating ratio goals. And so it's reduced the number of switches and deliveries into different facilities. It's resulted in soybean meal, for instance, being shipped in manifest long merchandise trains where it's taking twice as long, in some cases, at twice the cost that unit trains used to be.
Well, I don't know what we do about this, but I'm pretty frustrated with it across a lot of sectors. That is, just because you have information and it says that it's more cost effective doesn't mean you're serving everybody's purposes by making those decisions that way. And I definitely think that shippers, given the, as you said, duopoly I don't even know if it's a duopoly, minimal choice here for our shippers. I just know this. I'm a big supporter of being able to ship product outside the United States, so I want to have the infrastructure and the cost schedule to do it. Speaking of the precision PSR, Mr. Pierce, do you believe that the current regulatory regime is... I know you just mentioned the safety issue, which I agree with you on, but what about just fair pay and working conditions overall? You mentioned some of these closures and things of that nature. Again, are we falling prey to this same thing where somebody can use information and say how effective that information is at being cost effective, but then who's getting served under those? Mr. Pierce, do you have a comment about that?
I do. Thank you, Senator. One of our concerns is that the reductions that we've seen in workforce have taken the elasticity out of the network. We saw that early on when service started to rebound and railroads were not able to recall, bring locomotives out of storage, recall crew members, recall employees to get those locomotives and cars ready. There were delays, and those delays were passed on to the shippers. It's no doubt in our mind that we're understaffed. There are close to probably upwards of 10,000 engineers and conductors still furloughed, ready to go to work, waiting to go to work. And we think the railroads need to be more proactive to prepare for the rebound that we all hope to see.
Well, I definitely think DuPont taught us a lot, and that is the accident that we had there. And we need a workforce that's well-skilled and well-knowledgeable about awareness in addition to the technology we're implementing. And just as the chairman just showed, that it's like you can have technology. I'm sure it makes more efficient. Nobody in the back here has to write a note to one of us. But at the same time, human error or just interface with technology can mean some challenges. So, look, to me, this is very important for the United States of America. I personally believe in a better trade policy than this administration has. I believe in shipping things. So we have a growing economy, 95% of consumers living outside the United States. One of the barriers is we got to provide affordable transportation to get our product to those markets. A lot of them come right through our ports, so I have an economic interest, I'll admit that, our ports. But in a world where we're going to face competition, you know, from South America and other places, we got to get this right. And I hope we will, both for the workforce, for the safety, but also for the price, so that we can get our products to these international markets. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.